the Saturday Light Brigade. I try to make all these mistakes to make everybody feel comfortable. That's what it's all about. And Mel, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Can you hear yourself okay?
Yes.
There you are. And let's talk to you first before we talk to Chad. How old are you?
I am 10 years old, and my birthday is June 16th, and I'm really nervous right now.
Oh, you don't seem nervous at all. You seem like you're doing great. Now, if you're 10, I'm guessing you're in fifth grade or third grade. Okay. I'm not doing my math very well. Where do you go to school?
I go to Weill.
And that's a great school, Pittsburgh Weill. What kind of things are you learning now? I know the school year just started.
Well, we're doing science. I got some good grades in science.
All right.
And math, reading.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad to hear you like that. Do you know how tall you are?
I am actually 5 feet.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mel, you can't see Mel, but Mel's pretty tall. He's a big guy. That's why I was not guessing your grade right at first. What are you learning about in science now?
How tornadoes are formed and how clouds are formed.
Cool. That's got to be a lot of fun. It sounds like you like that. How about in math?
We are actually doing our frames and arrows and in and out math.
What's that?
In and out math is when you have your in, which will equal to your out. So say you got one, and then you add two, it will be three. And then the higher you go in the numbers, the higher the number beside it gets.
Neat. And that's not a way that I was taught math and learned about it. So the in ends up having to equal the out, right?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds really great. What's the name of your teacher?
Miss Johnson and Miss Trevison.
And you like it there? It sounds like you do.
Yes, I like it.
Excellent. Let's meet Chad. Do you want to introduce him? Do you want to tell me a little bit about him?
So Chad, he's married to my big sister, and that they both joined at the same time. And when they got married, we didn't know each other at first. And then the first time we went out, we had so much fun.
What did you do?
We actually went to the Science Center the first time we met.
You like, I can tell you really like math and science, don't you?
I do. It's the funnest thing in the world.
So what did you do at the Science Center?
Okay, so we was like seeing how it is in space and how much peanut butter would weigh or on a different planet. And my big brother Chad, we've been going out and they just got a dog. And his name is Bert. And sometimes we'll go to Chad's house, and we would play with his dog, Bert. And he would, like, I'll do this thing where I'll hold his doggy toy, and then I'll say, bye, Bert. And he'll, like, run really close to me, and then he'll try to grab it, and I, like, really quickly turn away. And then he'd be like.
He gives you the look.
Like the serious.
I meant to ask you who else is in your family.
My mom, my sister, Anila. She's kind of sick right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is she younger than you?
Mm-hmm. She's 4.
I hope she's feeling better soon. There's been a lot going around. I just got a little sore throat.
Well, actually, it's a mental sickness.
Oh.
Where she's missing a part of her brain.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So that has to be a real challenge for her.
But it's easy. Sometimes she'll cry, but like I'll just pick her up and she'll just be happy. And it's because the doctor said at one point that she was going to be a vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, man. And then she accomplished a lot since she was a baby. Because at one point, when she first came out, she wasn't able to hold her head up. So she'll always be like... And sometimes... We would have to, like, sometimes, or we'll play with her and, like, have a hat. And it would be fun, but she's walking with her new walker.
That's terrific.
And we're trying to get her to talk, because she shed a Mel before, but it was a long time ago, and we've never been able to get her to say anything again. And then we're hopefully getting her to talk. Soon.
Well, and I don't know the details, but what I do know, because this happened to my mom and a few other people I know, is that the brain can really heal itself often very, it takes time, but it sounds like you're doing all the right things, you know, giving her a lot of love and also watching. I mean, I'm sure... You and your mom thought at one point she would never be able to walk. And the fact that she can walk right now is incredible.
I know.
And you're part of that, part of allowing that to help. And
I was the first person to actually get my sister to eat.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So I would do this thing where I would say, Malibu, and she'll open her mouth real wide, and she'll take the baby food, and then... Her, because she used to have doctors that came to our house that would help her. So Jamie, Dr. Jamie, who was her feeding therapist, she was wondering how I did that. And I would, like, get her to stand and stuff. And then ever since, they would want me, but because she's no longer one or two or three, they don't come anymore, but she's going to be in the school of the blind.
Oh, that's great. Can she see or she can't see?
No, she can see, but probably stuff or is in a collage type thing.
So it's better instruction. That makes sense for her to be in that environment. That's really great. Your mom, really, everybody you know must be very proud of you. I was going to say your mom must really appreciate what you're able to do.
Yep, I make her bottles when she cries in the middle of the night and my mom's still asleep. I'd be like, huh? And then I wake up and I hear her crying and then I go run into the kitchen and get her bottle. And I'd be like, Mom, I'm giving Anala her bottle so you can just go back to sleep. And she'll be like, okay. And then she'll go to sleep.
You think we should let Chad talk?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Chad.
Hi.
Chad, what a incredible little brother you have here. My goodness. Tell me a little about yourself.
So my name's Chad Townsend. I am 31. My birthday is January 21st. Me and Mel have been matched up for about a year now, a little over a year. And it's great. He's a wonderful kid. And we just have tons of fun. It's a great program and you know, we're really enjoying it.
What community are you from?
So we live in Edgewood.
So you're not too far away.
No.
I used to live in Edgewood years ago on Race Street.
I live on East Hutchinson. So.
Ah, I lived right at the corner of Race and Hutchinson,
yep.
Practically
okay.
At the corner. What prompted you and your wife to get involved with Big Brothers, Big Sisters?
So my wife had participated as a big sister a few years ago, and... we had been kind of talking about it, and she had kind of, you know, to be honest, kind of pushed me into it, and quite glad that she did. It's a really great thing, and it's really very fun to kind of see, you know, how we both, Mel and I, see everything very differently, and it's really interesting. So,
gosh, I would want to see the world like Mel does. You're one of the most positive people I've ever met, Mel. It's really fun to get to know you.
Absolutely.
What do you do for a living?
So I'm a chef.
Have you ever gone to see where Chad works?
Mm-hmm.
What's it like there?
It's very cool, but he quit it. Because he's planning on opening his own restaurant.
That's wonderful.
And it's going to be so cool because he's a good cook. Like, he told me that if sometimes if you want your eggs to taste like bacon, all you have to do is take the bacon grease, pour a little bit in the pan, and when you cook the eggs, you actually put the eggs on the bacon grease, and then you just cook them, and then you get bacon and eggs, and the eggs still taste like bacon.
That's a really good idea. I hope we haven't divulged any intellectual property from your techniques that now are going to be known by everybody out there. I'm just kidding.
I don't think my wife likes the fact that me and Mel eat eggs fried in bacon grease, but she knows the secret now. So.
Well, you know, to each his. Do you like to cook, Mel? It sounds like you know your way around the kitchen.
I actually cook my own eggs, my own bacon, and Lauren. One thing, it was only because we were both hungry and we were ready for breakfast. So, Lauren, that's what we have to say to that.
That's Lauren, who couldn't be with us today, but that's Chad's wife. And I think you need a little – there's protein in bacon grease, I'm sure. Probably a little teeny bit. you may not be ready to talk about it, but is there a kind of restaurant you're hoping to open?
Yeah, we're just kind of trying to get some of the details ironed out right now. We've over the summer been doing ice cream, so we've been selling our homemade ice cream, and it's been been a lot of fun.
That's great. Where is it?
So we've been selling kind of out of a friend who has a space called the Livermore on Friday evenings, and we actually started an ice cream CSA, I guess, if you will.
That's great.
Every week you get a kind of a surprise pint of ice cream.
Is that in Edgewood or
all around?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
What a good idea. So you can support. You know, eat local, support some nice local ice cream.
Absolutely.
That sounds like a great thing. So have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older, Mel?
Either NFL football player, doctor, or chef.
Those are all good options. And if you were a doctor, what kind of doctor? Do you have any sense of that?
A surgeon.
Boy, that ticks. A lot of skill. Are you good with your hands? Do you like to make things?
I guess I am good with my hands. I can catch stuff pretty quick.
Yeah.
And sometimes, also, besides me catching stuff quick, I can do certain stuff with my hands that creep people out sometimes, or something that I can do with my eyes, and like they go... Or to go.
You can make your eyes go around and around in your head. Did you know about this, Chad?
I did. I've seen it before.
Okay, what about the hands things? I'm almost afraid to ask, but because it's radio and people might know. Like, but you can like make your hands look funny or like what do you do? Oh my gosh. Are you double jointed? No.
No.
You're just
actually.
He's crossing he's sort of making a quilt out of his fingers, if you're trying to imagine what this is. Oh my gosh.
It's because I got lotion on my pinky, so it's kind of slippery.
Ah. Christine, this must make you feel really good, like all this that's happening here. My goodness.
Yeah, this is really a great match. And Chad spoke about it a little bit. So his wife, Lauren, was a big sister in our program for several years, matched to a little girl before they were married. And she just did a great job. And then when they got married, they decided to take it on as a couple. And, you know, Chad just came along for the ride, I think. But I feel like what he's learned is that it's, you know, he's really enjoyed it. And it's much more rewarding than he had realized.
Yeah, I don't know. Would it maybe reluctant isn't the right word, but neutral? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No, I would definitely use the word reluctant. It was something that I wasn't familiar with, and fortunately, Lauren kind of, as I said, kind of brought me along into it, and couldn't be more pleased at this point.
What surprised you the most? Or one of the things that surprised you?
One of the things that surprised me the most, I would say, is the level at which Mel Kwan picks things up. his understanding of how he sees things in such a, you know, I guess in such an honest 10-year-old way, but still being very cognizant of everything that's kind of going on around him.
Mm. And do you have any descriptions of Chad or things you've especially liked about being, besides the eggs, of course, but about hanging out with Chad and Lauren?
Yes. I actually like going over their house because sometimes we'll, like, talk and we'll, like, do jokes and stuff together.
That's good. What other kinds of things do you talk about?
We talk about stuff we want to do, like, where we want to go, or because he actually took me, Chad took me to a football game before.
Wow.
And it was here in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And we had went to Hinesville, and it was so fun because it was fun how the Steelers won because they was like 27-0. And
oh,
then
you
they
saw
won
that?
One
yeah.
point.
Oh, you went to that game. Yeah, I was listening to that. That's the one that was tied at the end, right? And then I think, yeah, I was listening.
Absolutely.
I was in Home Depot that day listening on the loudspeakers. I went to Home Depot because I knew nobody would be there and I could get stuff done. That was a good game.
Yeah.
Well, I have some presents for you, the first of which is a pass to go to the Children's Museum, fancy that, which there's a part of the museum that you're welcome that is called Make Shop, where you can make things. It's I mean, all the museum is really enjoyable, but I think you would like that part. And you can go, you know, whenever you care to. I also have a radio patch for you.
Nice.
To know that you're here.
Cool.
And I've got an official, I'm sorry it's not sharpened, Saturday Light Brigade pencil. Our legal team doesn't let us sharpen them. No, just but those are all for you. And it's really nice to talk to you, Mel. You're a really interesting guy. And I'm very proud of it sounds like you like just about everything you do for the most part.
I actually do.
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes when I'm at home with my mom and Chad isn't there, I'll, like, tell my mom a certain joke and, like, say she's feeling down. It'll crack her up so bad because I have this one joke and it's like this.
Yeah, let's
what
hear
happens
it.
When you mix milk and an earthquake?
I don't know.
You get a milkshake.
How did I not see that coming?
Because you have to shake the milk sometimes,
yeah.
and then you just mix it with ice cream a little bit.
I like
and
it.
And then you get a milkshake.
And I know where you're going to get your ice cream from, too.
Absolutely.
Anything new at Big Brothers, Big Sisters we should be aware about?
Always new things. We have a great new mentoring program out of Brashear High School, Mentor 2.0, which we're very proud about. Sort of helping the students get through high school and apply to colleges and be successful. So that's a great new program we have. And let's see what else. We have Off the Record coming up next week. So Off the Record, their proceeds for the regular show goes to the food bank, but their rehearsal the day before, all of their proceeds go to Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Is that new?
That is new, yeah.
Yeah, because we've been helping to publicize Off the Record for years. That is, if you like the Capitol Steps, if you watch C-SPAN, if you're the other one, there's me and then there's you that watch C-SPAN, they sometimes do these political roasts and lampoons. This is one that's pure Pittsburgh. And it's a lot of fun. What a great thing. So proceeds will go to Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
All proceeds go to Big Brothers, Big Sisters. So get your tickets. It's going to be a fun night of, I guess, making fun of Pittsburgh. And our CEO, Jan Glick, is actually going to make a little appearance in the show as well. So.
That's great. Do you know the night offhand?
It is Wednesday the 7th.
The 7th of
October.
Oh, it's coming up already.
Yeah, it's coming
wow.
up. So, but there are still tickets available at the Biome.
And BBS... pittsburgh.org is how to learn more about Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. We just have about another minute. Anything else you wanted to say, Mel?
That for all you kids out there who wants a Big Brother, it's really fun. You should try it.
Thank you. Oh, go ahead.
And here's my Big Brother, Chad, talking probably soon.
For all you big brothers out there that want a little brother, it's really fun. You should try it.
And it sounds like you should try it even if you're not sure if you want one. Based on your experience, it sounds like it's just really made a big change for you, a big impact in your life. Anything else you wanted to mention?
No, Larry, just thanks for having us. And it's always great to showcase our wonderful matches and relationships.
Absolutely. Thank you for being with us.